Seeing the faces of both young and old buried en masse in their smartphone screens has become one of the enduring images of our time. Yeah, it's frustrating, but when you think about it, it speaks deeply about what's happening in our society and indeed in our own lives. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. The sense of community that existed when I was a boy, that collectivism, if you will, has been replaced by individualism. Before cars were as ubiquitous as they are today, people caught the bus or the train. Now, the arteries of every major city in the world are clogged with cars, each for the most part carrying just a single person. And yes, mobile technology has made us both more connected and more isolated. The worst of it is that we're resigned to it. That's just the way things are nowadays. But they don't have to be. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 10. Don't forget your own friends or your father's friends. If you have a problem, go to your neighbour for help. It's better to ask a neighbour who is near than a brother who is far away. I love that because it comes as a poignant reminder, indeed as a command from God, to build community by relying on one another. Even out to your father's friends. In other words, our vision of community should extend far wider than the narrowness of our smartphone screens or even our own circle. Lift up your eyes, look around. What opportunities is God giving you to build connections? Who right now needs your help? Which neighbour, the one to your left or to your right, would be blessed if you reached out with a kind word or a helping hand? How might God's love flow out through you into the heart of someone who desperately needs him right now, today? Don't forget your friends or your father's friends. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Can I tell you, I love how God wants to speak into every aspect of our lives, building relationships, growing us in wisdom, and in these tumultuous times, breathing his peace into our hearts. And that's what our latest life application booklet, Living a Quiet Life of Confidence, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.